All right, dear friends, we're here to pray with scripture again, according to the church's liturgy, and you'll be getting kind of a full liturgy of the word with a lot of the prayers that I would normally omit during our shortened liturgy of the word, just because as part of my lay ecclesial ministry program, I need to practice this for my lay church ministry. I need to practice doing a liturgy of the word so that it becomes easier for me. So if you wonder why there's like all these extra prayers that are at Mass, usually that's why. That is why. We're going to start by our usual liturgy of the word, and we'll have a Gloria, which is additional. We're also going to have an Apostles or Nicene Creed, and Prayers of the Faithful, also known as Intercessions, which is the last thing in the liturgy of the word. And then in Mass, it will go and transition with the procession of the gifts or the setting of the altar to the liturgy of the Eucharist. And even though we already did Ascension, we're going to be doing Ascension again, because in my diocese, this is Ascension Sunday, when we celebrate the Christ, the Ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ into heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, or simply the Lord be with you and with your spirit, is the response. My brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate this liturgy of the word. The silence is intentional so that you can have time to go within yourself and reflect on this. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. And this is a real prayer, by the way. It's not just practice for me, but we really are asking God's grace and trying to acknowledge our sins. Instead of having, may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life, with the congregation responding, Amen. Since I'm not a priest, we're going to pray an act of contrition briefly. Oh my God, I am heartily sorry for having offended you. I firmly resolve, with the help of the grace, to avoid these sins that I've acknowledged, to do better, to do penance, and to avoid things that lead me to fall into sin. Amen. Through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. And then we have the Gloria. That's the third thing in the introductory rites for the Mass. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory, Lord God, Heavenly King. O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world. Receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Gladden us with holy joys, Almighty God, and make us rejoice with devout thanksgiving. For the ascension of Christ, your Son, is our exaltation. And where the head has gone before in glory, the body is called to follow in hope. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, 1 through 11. In the first book, Theopompolis, I dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day when he was taken up, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them by many proofs after they had suffered. appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While meeting with them, he enjoined on them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, about which you have heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. When they had gathered together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He answered them, It is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has established by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And when he had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. While they were looking intently at the sky as he was going, suddenly two men dressed in white garments stood beside them. They said, Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God is the response. Now we can pray, just like we do in the Liturgy of the Hours, Psalm 47, with this antiphon. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord, or it could be Alleluia. Let's go with Alleluia. All you peoples, clap your hands. Shout to God with cries of gladness. For the Lord, the Most High, the Awesome, is the great King over all the earth. Alleluia. God mounts his throne amid shouts of joy. The Lord amid trumpet blasts. Sing praise to God, sing praise. Sing praise to our King, sing praise. Alleluia. For King of all the earth is God. Sing hymns of praise. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. Alleluia. The caption is, Christ has entered into heaven itself. Or it could be the one from the letter to the Hebrews, and we'll choose the letter to the Hebrews. Christ has entered heaven itself. It's still the caption, though, which is interesting. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 9, and part of chapter 10 combined. Christ did not enter into a sanctuary made by hands, a copy of the true one, but heaven itself, that he might now appear before God on our behalf, not that he might offer himself repeatedly as the high priest enters each year into the sanctuary with blood that is not his own. If that were so, he would have had to suffer repeatedly from the foundation of the world. But now, once for all, he has appeared at the end of the ages to take away sin by his sacrifice. Just as it is appointed that men and women die once, and after this, the judgment, so also Christ, offered once to take away the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to take away sin, but to bring salvation to those who eagerly await him. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since through the blood of Jesus we have confidence of entrance into the sanctuary by the new and living way he opened for us through the veil, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great priest who is over the house of God, let us approach with a sincere heart and in absolute trust, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed in pure water. Let us hold unswervingly unto our confession that gives us hope, for he who made the promise is trustworthy. The word of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Go and teach all nations, says the Lord. I am with you always until the end of the world. Alleluia, alleluia. A reading from the conclusion of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. So that means this is the very last passage, and then comes the end of the Gospel. Right at the end, it just ends. That's what they mean by the conclusion. Jesus said to his disciples, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, raised his hands and blessed them. As he blessed them, he parted from them and was taken up to heaven. They did him homage and then returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple praising God. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I will not be giving a homily at this particular moment. Will not be giving a reflection or a homily. And we're also going to go ahead and conclude with the last two parts of the Liturgy of the Word, which are the Creed and the Prayers of the Faithful. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, of God the Father Almighty. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Rejoicing in the unity for which our Savior prayed before his death, let us offer our prayers to God the Father. That through Christ, the Church's faithful announcement of the Gospel, God's word may spread throughout the world and redeem all pain and suffering. For blessings upon our nation as we celebrate Memorial Day this week, and for all who have died in service to our nation, and for all who continue to risk their lives in military service. Let's get a response to that. 1 second, I think I forgot the response. Usually it's like, "Lord, hear our prayers," or "Lord, hear us," but in the Liturgy of the Hours, which I often use, they have an individual response. For each day, it's different. Lord Jesus, you are the King of Glory, or "Lord, hear our prayers." That people in need may find help, and that peace and security may be firmly established everywhere. Lord Jesus, you are the King of Glory. That our parish community, Our Lady of Fatima, may grow in faith, hope, and love. Lord Jesus, you are the King of Glory, and that our online community of faith may grow and be nourished and bring the Word of God to many and witness effectively, form effective witnesses. Lord Jesus, you are the King of Glory. For all who have been received into the Church this Easter, that they persevere in faith and in love for the Holy Eucharist. Lord Jesus, you are the King of Glory. You showed yourself alive after your passion and appeared to the disciples for 40 days. Confirm our faith today. For the grace this week to embrace the love which the Father loves, with which the Father loves the Son. And that you will enliven us with the Holy Spirit, bringing every element of our days and our lives to life. Make us your witnesses to the ends of the earth. By the power of the Spirit, strengthen our witness. Most merciful Father, your beloved Son is the Alpha and the Omega, the bright morning star. May we always trust in his great mercy. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And that's the end of the Liturgy of the Word. May God bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. And we'll have the collect prayer one more time. Graciously hear our supplications, O Lord, that we who believe that the Savior of the human race is with you in your glory, may experience, as he promised until the end of the world, his abiding presence among us, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. And let's pray for the Holy Father's monthly intentions. Again, this is for the dignity of work, that it will give glory and dignity to people rather than victimizing and wearing people out, I guess you could say, is a better kind of a moderate expression rather than the extreme example of victimization of people. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.